Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2226. Healthy eating with the 4Ds and Finding the Right Time to Exercise, both by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome to another Wednesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of just a bunch of podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you, and usually that's in the form of an inspirational quote. So, with that, here's today's quote. Humans do not simply exist, but always decide what their existence will be, what they will become the next moment. By the same token, every person has the freedom to change at any instant. Dr. Viktor Frankl. All right. Now, today I have two posts for you, both from Julie Morgenstern. So now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to them and start optimizing your life. Healthy Eating with the 4Ds by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. At the end of a busy workday, there's nothing like a home-cooked meal to nourish your body and soul. A Johns Hopkins study proved what we all intuitively know. The more you dine at home, the healthier your diet and your budget. But getting a home-cooked dinner on the table every night can take enormous effort, even if you enjoy cooking. A participant in a recent workshop shared that he and his wife make homemade meals every weeknight. They love the cooking and the food they make, but by the end of the whole process, they're exhausted. And during the week, this was really taking its toll. As a group, we pulled out our power time management tool, the 4Ds, and applied them to this challenge. I've written about the 4Ds, delete, delay, diminish, and delegate before. In summary, they are four actions you can take to streamline any task that's taking more time or energy than you have. What I like about the 4Ds is they challenge our automatic thinking about how to approach any task. And it's often helpful to have someone apply the 4Ds with us because we often don't have enough objectivity to see new ways of doing things on our own. Here's how the group applied the 4Ds to brainstorm solutions for this challenge. The ideas were abundant, creative, and practical. 1. Delete. The group asked, what would happen if you just don't cook homemade food during the work week? Maybe right now, your jobs are too demanding, and it takes too much of a toll on you and your family to make meals from scratch after work. Instead, you could find a source for healthy prepared meals at a food market, or assemble fresh meals from prepared foods that are no cook. Delete may not be an option that you like or would even choose. That said, delete is one tangible, measurable option to consider. Ask yourself, can we delete this and only do homemade food on the weekends? Maybe you only delete home cooking from two nights, and on the other nights, you cook double and eat leftovers on alternate nights. 2. Delay. In this scenario, you could make your own food, but not during the work week. Instead, you might batch cook on the weekends and then stock the fridge and freezer. Then, all you have to do at the end of your long work days is heat up your home-cooked meals. In this option, you still get the food prepared how you want, but the food is on the table quickly, and cleaning up is easier with no dirty pots and pans. Less work, less exhaustion, and you still eat home-cooked food. 3. Diminish. Challenge yourself to find a more efficient way to get the cooking done, so it doesn't take so much energy and time. Identify a handful of recipes specifically for weeknights that are tasty but have very few ingredients and can be cooked in 20 minutes or less. Consider one-pot meals or sheet pan meals. These recipes are quick and easy to assemble. They don't take too much energy, and cleanup is a breeze. You still have home-cooked food, but diminishing the effort it takes on weeknights. And 4, delegate. This couple already shares the cooking, but they could look for opportunities to divide and conquer the workload. If you have kids in the house, involve them in the cooking. It's probably going to be a bit messier, but it also becomes quality family time. Someone in the group offered another great suggestion. The couple divides the labor by having one partner choose and cook the main course, and the other partner chooses and makes the side dishes. Having one aspect of the meal to focus on lighten the mental and physical load for each person, making their weeknight dinners much easier to pull off. The 4 D's are your friend for any chore that's taking more time or energy than you really have. Doing things differently takes practice, and you may find some D's harder than others. But once you get the hang of it, you will experience the liberating feeling of being able to right-size your tasks and put a little more time and energy in your pocket. Finding the Right Time to Exercise by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. How do you fit the time in to exercise in the midst of your busy work and home lives? Once you are out of the habit, I know it's hard to get the motor turned back on and start exercising regularly. Many people think exercise means 60 to 90 minutes 3 times a week at the gym or in a class, and it can be difficult to break out of that notion. It's how most of us used to exercise. You may have adopted an all-or-nothing mentality too. You know it's impossible to exercise as much as you once did, so you stop altogether. Here's the big idea. Exercise counts if you do it in short bursts. A recent study by the British Journal of Sports Medicine, published by the University of Cambridge, found that for health, the recommendation is that we exercise for 150 minutes every week. If you divide 150 minutes by 5 days a week, that's 30 minutes a day. If you divide that by 7 days a week, that's 21 minutes a day. That's not so bad. But here was the biggest discovery. Even if we only do 50% of the recommended dose, the health benefits are huge. An 11-minute walk every day cuts the risk of early death by almost 25%. Once you understand that short bursts of exercise have a huge impact, you have a lot more freedom to create and maintain an exercise habit. Here are 3 practical actions you can take today. 1, pick and commit. Choose a short burst form of exercise that you can do in 20 minutes or less wherever you are in the world, no matter the weather. Is it yoga stretches, lifting hand weights, a home-based 7-minute high-intensity interval training workout? Then, commit to a specific time you will do your new routine, attaching it to an existing habit, for example, right after making your bed in the morning, or as a transition at the end of your workday, makes it easier to track and form your new habit. 2, informal exercise, also known as mindful movement. Exercise doesn't have to be formal to count. Informal movement, done mindfully, allows you to build fitness into your everyday routines. For example, park in the furthest spot from the supermarket and add more steps as you walk to and from your car. Take the stairs instead of the elevator when you go to work or a doctor's appointment. Do deep knee bends and stretch from the core as you unpack and put away groceries. Run around with a kid or a dog and turn relationship time into super beneficial exercise time. And 3, make it social. For many, exercise can be isolating, boring, and hard to get motivated to do every day. Having an accountability partner can make the difference between following through or falling short of your goals. One participant from a recent workshop decided the only way she would keep her commitment to a daily walk every morning was to recruit a walking buddy. But what I loved about her approach was that she recruited not just one walking buddy, but 2, so that if the schedule ever didn't work for one walking partner, she always had a backup. That, my friends, is knowing what you need and setting yourself up for success. Fitting in time for exercise is so much easier and more pleasant than we think. by shifting our mindset to acknowledge the value of short bursts of exercise done consistently, we can get that motor going again and feel victorious and more healthy in the process. You just listened to the posts titled Healthy Eating with the 4Ds and Finding the Right Time to Exercise, both by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love all of Julie's suggestions, but going back to Julie's first post, Healthy Eating with the 4Ds, Julie recommended batch cooking and sheet pan meals. I've become a fan of sheet pan meals lately, especially when it comes to making sure that the meal has plenty of veggies. So here's what I do. I take out a big mixing bowl, toss in some chopped carrots, celery, potato or sweet potato chunks, zucchini, asparagus, broccoli, anything that I have left over. I toss them in the mixing bowl with a hefty drizzle of olive oil and some store-bought seasoning blends. One of my favorites is an Italian blend with herbs. After mixing in the bowl, I throw all of this into a glass sheet pan and bake it until the veggies are slightly tender. Done. Then, any of these leftovers I can have with lunch or as a side dish with dinner the next day. Plus, it's a great way to use up any veggies that you haven't gotten around to cooking yet. Simple, quick, and yes, I promise, tasty too. Give it a try. I think you'll like it. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and be sure to tune in again tomorrow where I'll have another post for you and where your optimal life awaits.